Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hour number two here on a Funk Friday. Thanks for being with us. Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Midday show with Andy and Randy. Randy Mack will be back on Monday to break down everything that happens over the weekend, including Falcons and Dolphins. We'll get to that in just a minute. Abe Gordon been filling in valiantly all week long, and we'll make some picks against... Oh, we're going to play Sports Jeopardy, right?
Yeah.
We'll play Sports Jeopardy coming up at 12:40. We'll make some picks against the spread at that time as well. Sounds like we actually want to hear how we did last week, at least some of us. I know I did a good job finally, so I'm going to bask in that. We'll get to some college football, looking ahead to tomorrow in about 15 minutes as well. Bunch of good games there. Haven't spent any time yet talking about Georgia Tech and Syracuse yet either. So we'll get there as Georgia Tech continues its fantastic season and looking to get to places it hasn't been in a long, long time. So we'll get back to that coming up in about 15 minutes. And an NFL no huddle just a minute away from right now.
I do find it funny, and I know we're like very lightly dealing with it here in Atlanta with Penix's injury concerns, but like, realistically, the backup quarterback situations across the league are so bad, and a lot of it due to random injuries. Like, Carson Wentz very clearly should have been pulled last night, and I was like, who's their backup? Because J.J. McCarthy was not their backup.
Right.
He
JJ
was
still
an
hurt.
Emergency. Right. So, a very weird situation there where he...
Jaren Hall?
No.
Who is it?
Max Brosmer.
Oh, Max Brosmer.
Who is a undrafted rookie. Like, they were going to have to just play.
He did play, too, by the way.
He was
like
3-4.
Bit, yeah.
He was 3-4.
Yeah.
An undrafted rookie. And it's just like, oof, geez. Okay. And then I'm looking at, you know, obviously the Bengals had to trade for Joe Flacco. Their backup situation was a disaster.
Well, they had to trade for Joe Flacco because Jake Browning, who they signed.
Right. Like, he was a disaster.
Had played for them, and they signed him to keep him and played badly. So, yes.
And then you've got, like, the backups are all hurt across the league. Like, Tyrod Taylor's got a knee injury, so they may be forced, despite the comments, to use Justin Fields again. So I think something happened with Teddy Bridgewater maybe in Tampa, or I know Baker's banged up, so we'll see what's going on there. It just, I mean, depending on how bad Tua is,
yeah,
there's a big battle for QB2 between Quinn Ewers and I don't even remember who else it was.
Oh, you just said it.
I said it like in off air.
Zach Wilson.
Zach Wilson, great.
Former number two overall pick.
Great. I forgot where Mike White signed, but their coach was like, he's hungry to get back on the field.
Here's what I hope. Here's what I hope, and maybe this is a key coming up in an hour and 15 minutes. I hope we find out who the Dolphins' backup quarterback is on Sunday.
Yeah.
That'd be good news for the Falcons.
I guess... It was mostly spotlighted by last night. Like, how can you ever put your franchise in a position where an undrafted rookie is your backup? Like, that to me is wild. Like, Quinn Ewers was at least, I don't know, fifth or sixth round, and you got Zach Wilson if you want, and, like, Bridgewater and Taylor. There are guys around there. Like, Desmond Ritter's got to be better than Max Brosner.
That was the long road to that. Okay.
It had not, that just popped into my head. Okay. He's available.
He's not. He's not just, better. We've seen him.
He's got to be.
At least Brosmer, he's got to seen him, you know? Who knows? Brosmer might spark some of that magic.
Just knowing how often quarterbacks get hurt, how could you ever be in a situation where an undrafted rookie.
That's right. And then you're in the situation here where you've got the backup quarterback that everybody knows, and you might be a little hesitant to put him in because if he goes in and plays too well, then you have a whole different problem on your hands. We'll get to that. We'll get to all of the Falcons-related stuff in the 1 o'clock hour. We'll get to it here as well. But keys to a Falcons victory at 120. Let's get to an NFL no huddle to kick off the noon hour. Brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com, get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. Here's Falcons head coach Raheem Morris talking about the development of Michael Penix.
3-3. You know, you are what your record says you are, and that's where we're at. And Mike Penix is leading us. I admire his toughness. I admire his ability to go out there and be able to play for us down in and down out. I admire his ability to you know, really grasp all the game plans to be able to go out there and execute. You know, he's had some really good games, you know, the best of his career, and then he's had a game that he wanted to forget. And then, you know, last week we went out there and we got out physical last week and beat by a really good football team. And that's where we're at, and that's where we're going to keep it. And, like, Mike will find ways to get out there this week and try to be his best self of himself. And if he can't, we got a lot of confidence whoever goes out there for him to be Kurt.
I didn't love that last comment.
What?
That's where it's at, and that's where we'll keep it? Can we not keep it there?
Where are we keeping it?
Can we advance it?
Oh, beyond where he's at right
now? Yeah.
Yeah, well, I think he's saying.
I know what he means.
He's developed as far as he can, having played the amount of games that he's played. Here's what I'll say, and people probably know this already, but if not, for a quarterback who's made as few starts as he has, he's got a very common track record amongst quarterbacks who's made that few starts.
Uh-oh.
He's a lot better at home than he is on the road. He's about 10% better completion percentage at home than he is on the road. Throws a lot fewer interceptions at home. They win more when he quarterbacks at home. They're at home against a really bad Miami Dolphins team on Sunday. I would be surprised if he doesn't look significantly better than he did on Sunday night against San Francisco.
And if he doesn't, I'm going to blame it entirely on the knee and just go from there.
Yeah, look, I mean, I'm going to find ways.
You know what I mean? We're going to write it off.
For Michael
We're going to write it off.
Well, no. I mean, look, he has to continue to get better as the season goes, obviously. Everybody knows that. And I'm not surprised by the up and down play. I'm not surprised by up and down extreme reactions that people have had to good games and not so good games. But if you're being honest with yourself coming into the year, and me and Randy talked about this a lot, young quarterback's going to have some bad Sundays. And he's had obviously the Carolina game was...
Well, that was unexplainably bad.
The worst.
Which is the problem.
The worst.
Yeah.
What happened last weekend was not great, but it wasn't disastrous.
It also wasn't all on him.
Yeah, it wasn't.
And I think when you talk about Michael Penix has home-road splits, and I get that...
It wasn't disastrous. His performance wasn't disastrous.
Right.
The loss itself was very bad.
Yes, but I think the Michael Penix home road thing is the entire team. It's easier for everyone to perform at home with the crowd and the defense ramped up because the energy. And so it's not just him from that perspective. But look, this is a game we all want the end result. Besides it just being a win, you want to feel good about this one. This one is not one where we're going to be happy just taking a dub. San Fran Buffalo?
I'll be happy.
No, I don't think you will.
If they win.
I don't think you will.
If they win 3-2, I'll be happy.
I guarantee you.
No.
Maybe you will
we'll
be.
We'll get into it.
But like we'll the conversation, but if they, if you know what I mean?
There will be plenty of nits to pick if that's what happens in the game. That's what I'm asking. I just give me something comfortable and boring. That's what
right.
I like. But if they look, man.
If the conversation is they found a way to win, but that we're having a different, you know what I mean? I think the thing is you want this to
look.
There
are a lot of different conversations that will come out of the game depending on the outcome, of course. But if they're 4-3 at the end of the day on Sunday.
Right.
Even if they even if they go crazy offensively and give up a bunch of points defensively and lose, it'll be a better conversation than no matter what, as long as they win the game.
We're riding the hills right now, guys. It's a roller coaster. And I think
it's what it was always going to be.
Right. I think we're desperate for it not to be that. I think
let me burst your bubble.
I know.
It's going to be. this season has been
right
what it was always going to be.
Yes.
And it will continue to be very similar to this. I do think that they're going they can get better, obviously. Yes. And by the end of the year, hopefully the highs and the lows are much closer. Because I don't know how many teams in the NFL right now have more extreme highs and crazy lows than this team has had. The win at home on Monday Night Football against Buffalo is a really good win. Mm-hmm. That's a really nice win. 30-0 against Carolina is as bad of a loss as anybody has in the league. That's the hallmark of inconsistency is that. They've got to find a way to shrink that. But again, like with so many young players, it was going to be like that.
I think there's a desire for belief. Right. And as much as you and I agree, like, yeah, we'll take the win. If it comes 3-2, it comes 3-2. I think there's a desire to believe something more about this season.
And
for me, I think that the perfect opportunity for that is this game, because this is a game where everything's riding in your favor.
Yeah.
You're at home. You're again. And we talked about it. Quarterback's not playing very well. I'm talking about Tua. Head coach is riding the ropes right now. Everything's in your favor. You want to feel comfortable in this game, feel some belief, feel some momentum potentially. The conversation of this thing's 3-2. I mean,
look, obviously,
I know.
That's extreme.
Is it?
Yeah.
we'll find out on Sunday.
They haven't given up a safety all year.
Okay.
Couple other games.
Not sure they've made a field goal all year.
Yeah, that's true. They'd have to make a field goal in order to win 3-2.
Actually, not scoring in the red zone does check out, so the 3 makes sense.
Panthers-Bills. Panthers have won 4 out of 5, which is wild. Opportunity for the Bills to kind of get back on track in that one.
Likely Andy Dalton.
Bears have won 4 games in a row, taking on the Ravens in Baltimore. It seems like Lamar will be back. He's been at practice. Don't really know exactly where he's at health-wise. They need Lamar back, and they need to start winning. Otherwise, it's over very quickly for them. They're 1-5.
What's weird is the Bears are talking as if it's not Lamar. Like, the Bears are super confident going into this game, and I'm like, you maybe should not be.
Oh. Well, one thing they're going to do is score, because the Ravens' defense is one of the worst in the NFL.
Yeah.
But yeah, hopefully Lamar can get back out there just for their sake. Bucks have an opportunity to get to 6-2. There's more 5-2 teams in the league right now than there's ever been at this point of the season. It's crazy how many teams are at that point. And some of them you really believe in. Some of them maybe have
right.
gotten there in various different ways, but there's a lot of like very similarly talented teams in the NFL right now.
Bucks have, by the way, no healthy offensive players. Like Kate Otten, but like Bucky Irving's out.
Lamar's at practice again today.
But he did practice, yes.
Is okay, good.
Bucky Irving's out. Godwin is questionable. Abuka, Evans, like they're really low on offensive playmakers right now.
The Steelers Packers on Sunday Night Football. Obviously, Aaron Rodgers playing against the Packers.
But not a revenge game.
Uh huh. Sure.
He said it.
I know.
What, you don't believe him?
Nope. I do not.
He also said he was going to retire as a Packer.
Well, could still. Unlikely. Could still. But yeah, that's the Sunday night game.
No, I mean, like, recently he said that. Like, he's going to, when he's done with Pittsburgh, he's going to, like,
oh. Sign a one day?
And I'm like, well, they have to sign off, man. What if they don't want to?
Maybe they don't. All right, take a break. We'll come back. We'll get into a college football Saturday after this on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
20 minutes away from making some picks against the spread and Sports Jeopardy on a Funk Friday. We'll get back into the big story of the day, top of the 1 o'clock hour. Falcons return home Sunday to take on the Miami Dolphins. We'll also tell you what it's going to take for the Falcons to win that game and our keys to the game segment at 120. 140, as always, the AMA to wrap things up. We'll get the phone lines open here. And as we always encourage you to do, call us up and ask us anything that you'd like. And on Friday, make it even weirder. It's Abe's last opportunity to answer your questions for the week. Bo's obviously here as well. You can ask him anything, and we'll do our best to answer those questions to wrap the show up. We'll get to a college football corner, college football Saturday preview in just a minute as well.
Bo, what song was that?
I got to give it up by
okay.
Marvin Gaye.
Okay, I thought so. I thought
it's
so.
It's instrumental, though, so you're missing the...
No, I heard what I needed to hear.
Yeah.
I heard what I needed to hear. Because as soon as I heard it, I just looked this up. But when I heard the song, I was like, okay, I recognize that. I recognize that audio sample from Blurred Lines.
Oh, interesting.
And I just looked it up. Apparently, they did not use a direct audio sample, but the jury ruled it unlawfully copied elements. You remember the other day where I hear like just music songs sometimes go together
in
my head?
You got an ear for
I heard
for,
like
being a DJ.
Two or three notes that went together. I'm like, that sounds like Blurred Lines. And it's that song. So there you go.
And they tried to just sample it without getting it cleared, and then they got sued and had to pay him? Good.
Yeah, probably. Good.
It always like obviously you're using it. Like everybody knows what you're doing. We were familiar with that. With that sample that you use, pay the man. You didn't come up with that. It's a sample. Pay him. I like Bruno Mars used Don't Believe Me, Just Watch. That was like a direct.
It wasn't all of the notes. There was like two. It was there. I promise you I heard it.
And you could hear that little woo. I think that was from somebody in the crowd. Anyway, he didn't have to pay Trinidad James a royalty, but he did anyway, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah, no, Abe's got a good ear.
Do you hear that now? Do you hear it now? I don't know. It works weird, man.
Your brain?
Yeah. It's wired.
We all know that.
It's wired.
We all know that. All right. Let's wire it to talk about some college football. You'll be on tomorrow morning talking about all of these games on College Football Game Time right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game every Saturday morning.
Not one of the reads, unfortunately.
All right. Well,
could have knocked it off there, but I appreciate it.
We're just previewing it and letting people know. We'll go in chronological order here with the games that are ranked. Actually, you know what? Let's start here. Let's start with Georgia Tech. Playing Syracuse at home at noon. Syracuse had a really nice win earlier in the year over Clemson, and unfortunately in that game their quarterback Steve Angeli got hurt. They've lost all of their games since then and have not really been competitive. Georgia Tech favored by 16.5 at home against them. That's exactly how it should go. Georgia Tech looking to get to 8-0 and just continue this magical season.
Yeah, Georgia Tech's interesting, and obviously this one being at home, I would think, would remove that danger, right? We've seen it a little bit here and there. Obviously, the game against Duke, Duke's a good team.
Yeah.
So, but the Wake Forest, it was on the road, noon, slow start, blah, blah, blah. Hopefully, they can get that corrected at home. Georgia Tech's still trying to sell some people on what they are or aren't, and you can probably count me in that group who wants to see a little bit more of it.
Well, what do you think they aren't?
I don't know to what extent they can go head to head with big boys.
Mm. Well,
offensively, defensively, good coaching, stuff like that. I'm not saying they don't deserve. They certainly do. And you can circle the Georgia game last year and point that out. I get it.
So it's almost like an Indiana thing from last year, right? Like the schedule has been what it's been.
It's honestly, Bunk, in I don't know if you're going to like this or hate it. It's almost like the Oregon stuff from a couple years ago where you're like, I get it. They're running through their conference. They face a big squad, big linemen, strong, fast defense from an SEC. They're going to get ramrolled, and they do. And it's a little bit different, but kind of like that, where you're just, all right, man, they go up against a good offense who's got some big D linemen that can run. Is it going to hold up?
Understood.
And some of the performances lean yes, but some of the performances lean not so much.
Yeah, understood. And unfortunately for them, they're not going to get a chance to show that until that game against Georgia.
But you can show it by winning a game like this in the manner in which should be winning game like this.
Yes, definitely against Syracuse. You go out
don't
there
need this to be 27-17,
you win
right?
by three touchdowns, yeah. and that's impressive. I thought they did a really nice job last week against Duke, where Duke's a good team and has a really good offense and was moving the ball in the first half. They shot themselves in the foot multiple times. But Georgia Tech's defense made adjustments at halftime and played really well in the second half.
I think you caught some breaks early that kept you in it, and then you closed the door.
Well, they were going in for a touchdown.
Yeah.
The guy fumbles and
95 yard
the other way for their own touchdown.
The missed field goal on a muff snap.
Yeah. Well, Duke's just a sloppy operation. Like, they've got some good players, and that quarterback, Mensa, is really fun to watch. They got a really good receiver over there, too, but they're sloppy. They make bad mistakes. And obviously Tech was able to take advantage of that. I don't know. I'm interested. You're right. I mean, we won't get a chance to see that for sure against one of the big boys. I think Pitt is good, and that's their final.
I think that's a dangerous game.
That's their final ACC game of the year. But
and then Georgia, obviously.
Just keep on winning, and you won't have to worry about it. Ole Miss at Oklahoma. Ole Miss coming off of that loss in Athens. That's what a brutal schedule. You go to Georgia and then to Oklahoma back-to-back weeks. That's at noon as well, which is always, you know, a factor in some of these games. Oklahoma is interesting, too, because obviously they have the one loss, but Mateer wasn't himself that day. He looked better last week.
Right.
And should be even better this week.
Yeah.
All the Lane Kiffin talk and hype and conversation and all that stuff. Don't lose two in a row after all that.
And this one is interesting as the Georgia matchup for a different reason. We expected, at least I think I expected, Lane Kiffin to put some points on the board against the Georgia defense.
Definitely.
Different story. And I'm interested to see how he rolls out with the Oklahoma defense and what they can do. Because, again, they were going to score on Georgia. I didn't expect them to score seven straight times or whatever it was. Different story. Because if they're anywhere close to what they were against Georgia, if they're in the 30s, they're probably winning this game, Ole Miss.
Definitely. If they put up 30 on Oklahoma,
right.
that's a great offensive performance. Oklahoma's got a really good defense.
The other side of this is, I know you're probably still getting in with two losses. Whoever loses this game is going to have some, because of the remaining schedules, they're going to really have your backs up against the wall to go on a run.
You got to hope whoever loses the game tomorrow between Ole Miss and Oklahoma will be 6-2, like you said. You got to hope then you win out, but also avoid the championship game like Tennessee did last year.
Right.
Where you have the two losses, but you get to sit at home that extra week and not play championship weekend, because somebody's going to do that. Somebody's going to have two losses in the SEC, not make the SEC title game, and probably still make the playoff. The third loss has been the thing. It's only been 1 year, but the third loss was the disqualifier last year. Missouri and Vanderbilt playing at 3:30. That's where game day will be. Deservedly, great story from Vanderbilt. Obviously capitalizing on what they did last year. Pavia is playing fantastic. Had that one really rough half, the second half against Alabama, but otherwise he played really good ball. Missouri's a good football team too, man. Bo Prabula, the transfer from Penn State. Remember last year, there was all the the conversation about him deciding to make that choice during their playoff run. Well, he made the right one. Look where he's at right now, and look where they're at right now.
Yeah, I assume that Vanderbilt LSU game was the deciding factor for game day, right? Because if LSU wins that game, they've got to be going to A&M at LSU.
That, or I think there was some conversation about Memphis. Had Memphis still
they
been
lost.
Undefeated?
I wanted to talk about that game so badly, and they lost, and it depressed me because just lost all the luster out of that one.
They
lost to UAB.
Oh, right.
UAB. But they were setting up that huge USF. Right. We can talk about it in a little bit.
Wasn't it Chris Mortensen's son is the interim head coach at UAB?
Yeah.
After they fired Trent Dilfer? That's pretty fun.
Yeah. They blew him out, by the way. It was very impressive. College game day, all the focus is on Vanderbilt, and I think Missouri is a program that has thrived in those situations. Haven't they always just kind of, yeah, they're a good team, but let's focus on these other guys. And they've just walked in and handled their business quite often. We talked about the pass rush. We talked about the run game for Missouri. And so it'll be really interesting to see just how, and again, some programs are used to it, right? Kalen DeBoer already got used to it at Alabama. Obviously, Kelly and some of the other guys, people are used to the distraction of having to deal with college game day. Clark Lee, Diego Pavia, we'll see the impact of all of it.
I think Pavia is absolutely built for it. I think he loves the extra spotlight.
I think
spotlight.
He can handle it.
Yeah, but I think it's everybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
I also think Missouri's really good. I think Missouri's just a well-coached. They're not great, obviously. I don't think that they're you know, like a tier one team in college football, but they're pretty high tier two. And it wouldn't have surprised me if they make the playoff as well. But yeah, their pass rushers, all those guys that transferred from Georgia,
a couple of them,
going to be getting after Pavia. And then the final matchup tomorrow against ranked teams, you got number 3 Texas A&M, who's undefeated, probably the least talked about undefeated, highly ranked team in the country, going to LSU at night. It is absolutely a must win to keep the playoff hopes alive for LSU. If they don't win this game, you know, you get some uncomfortable conversations coming out of what this year was supposed to be. But Texas A&M's just legit. Like, their quarterback's playing great. They're incredibly well coached. Their defense is good. I think Texas A&M goes in and wins this game.
Yeah, I think so, too. I also think there's a situation where they can take a crowd out of it quickly. And LSU's got to get that offense ramped up, because I think you're going to need to score in this game. You got no Whit Weeks once again. You haven't been able to run the ball. I don't think you want Texas A&M to get a lead, take the crowd out of it, and take off some of those factors. They've got to score if you're LSU, and they haven't done that anywhere near what was expected.
What's LSU's crowd? Does LSU's crowd turn, or will they just leave? Like, if the game goes, are they going to—
Like, by turn, you mean like boo?
Yeah, will they turn on the home team? Because it's going to be crazy in there for the start. It's a night game.
They'll turn on Brian Kelly. They're ready.
That may happen.
I think they're ready to turn on Kelly.
Like, Washington doesn't turn on the home team. They just don't come back after halftime. Like, if it's a bad first half and they're mad.
You may see some parking lot tailgating.
Yeah, we're just going to stay out there and drink. You know what I mean? We're going to look at the lake and hang out. Is LSU fans just going to stay out there with the brown water, or are they going to get back in there and boo?
It would have to be a blowout for that to happen. Okay. As long as it's anywhere within a score or so, they'll hang in there.
Fair enough. All right. Is there any other one to mention? Oh, yeah. Look out, Indiana. UCLA is undefeated since they made the coaching change.
They're like 35-point favorites.
Look out. You never know. Jerry Neuheisel's coming for you.
You know why I'm confident again? Because Cignetti ripped into his team's offense once again this week for one bad practice. It was like, we were better today. And so they'll be ready to go.
All right. Oh, you got to read?
I do. Every Wednesday night, join Day-Day Lewis for Prep Sports Nation, a comprehensive look at the teams and athletes making news in high school sports across the state. Brought to you by Ingles. Low prices, love the savings. It's Prep Sports Nation's Wednesdays on Sports Radio 929 The Game.
Picks Against the Spread coming up next. Sports Jeopardy as well. Thanks for being with us here on a Funk Friday. This hour brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Funk Friday here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Again, for those of you wondering, Randy will be back on Monday. Nice little vacation, him and his wife, for her birthday this week. And I don't know if it's more than normal, maybe about the same, but unsolicited, Randy a little bit more active on the group text during this vacation. Kind of sent a story the other day, making fun of... Well, it was Carl Anthony Towns, and we're always kind of on top of that one, but he was making fun of something Carl Anthony Towns said, sending his picks in for, or maybe he's going to send his picks in for this segment. I don't know. Is he bored? Couldn't be bored. Doesn't look bored by some pictures I've seen on social media.
I think they just have quality Wi-Fi where he's at. He doesn't have to work too hard to, you know, to stay connected.
I think the majority of what he is doing, too, and he's sitting on a dock. Drinking
laying
beers.
Laying next to the water.
Looking at the water.
Lots of time on the hand.
And I'm sure 98% of what he's doing is that. But then every once in a while, you check it. Oh, shoot a text over. Like, I woke up to a text from Randy. He texted me at 1:30 in the morning last night, which I think is probably 10 a.m. where he is.
1:30, 9-hour difference. Okay. Should I not have said that?
Yeah. No, it's fine.
It's late now. People aren't going to be, figure out where he is.
The internet is there. They post pictures. I mean,
it's just nice to hear from him. Anyway, he'll be back on Monday to break down everything that happened over the weekend. Hopefully a Falcons victory. We'll get back into that coming up in the 1 o'clock hour. Big story of the day. And then obviously keys to a Falcons win coming up at 1:20 as well. The AMA about an hour away from right now also. Sports Jeopardy in just a couple of minutes. How did we do last week on our picks, Abe?
Yeah, pretty strong all around, Andy. You and Bo, congratulations. And I would have texted y'all, but I just didn't want to bother Randy on vacation. You guys both went 4-0. Randy and
needed
myself
it. Needed it. I did.
We all went to a 3-1 record. I almost texted y'all Saturday night. I wanted to change my pick when the Packers plane got stuck for 7 hours.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, they got stranded on a plane and then had to deplane and get another plane. And I wanted to change my pick at that point, and I didn't, and that was my only loss.
That's the one you lost, huh?
Yeah, I wanted to change my pick. As soon as I saw they were on the tarmac for 5 hours.
What was the spread? They still won.
Yeah, it was like 6.5. They won by 3.
They won by 4.
Andy, you are Randy's bringing up the rear at 14-17-1.
Randy loves the rear.
Bunk, you're a half game above him.
Everybody
in
knows
15-17, and Bo and myself back to 500. Bo, let's go 16-16.
Well done. Me, I'm going college first, Arizona State minus 7 against Houston. Now that Sam Levitt's back, Arizona State looks back to normal. He played awesome last week, so I think they win that game. Cincinnati in college football, minus 3.5 against Baylor. Cincinnati's playing some good ball, man. Also Cincinnati in the NFL. I think they're going to beat the Jets. They're favored by 6.5. Flacco time, baby. Can Joe Flacco keep it up? He can, against the Jets at least. And then I think Dallas is going to at least keep it within 3.5 against Denver. Dallas can score. Denver gave up 32 last week to the Giants. I know they came back and won that game in historic fashion, but it's a lot of points to give up. So I got Dallas plus 3.5 at Denver.
Give me Oklahoma minus 5.5. It all ends for Ole Miss this weekend. Give me Texas minus 6.5 and Mississippi State.
Bo has declared war on the state of Mississippi with his picks.
The state of Mississippi is going down.
What'd they ever do to you? I guess they're right there.
Yeah, they're just kind of like, I don't know, we like Mississippi. It's Alabama we don't really like all that much. Okay. So I'll do it. Give me the Falcons minus 7.5 versus the Dolphins. And give me the Giants plus 7.5 versus the Eagles, man. I think the Giants are going to be sneaky good again.
I'm going to join you, Bo, on that Falcons. I didn't love a lot of the lines in the NFL. I'll take the Falcons. Like, hopefully they rebound at home, whatever. And then, Bunk, I'm with you on this Bengals-Jets game. Flacco, the Jets are going to miss Sauce Gardner, Garrett Wilson, a couple of other injuries.
Jeez.
Honestly, their backup quarterback, who was maybe going to be their starting quarterback, may not be able to go.
Tyrod Taylor?
Yeah, he's got a knee issue.
So Justin Fields has to start.
Yeah, like, potentially. So I'm going to go with that. Give me Nebraska minus 7.5 against Northwestern. and then
a random one.
Oklahoma State is getting 36.5 against Texas Tech. And I think Texas Tech is going to have to start not Baron Morton again.
I like Will Hammond, though.
Sure.
He's pretty good.
They can win by 35, and I still, you know what I mean? Right, like, I don't know.
That's a crazy line.
Yeah.
That's a conference game.
He's like, Joey McGuire's not Dan Lanning.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, they go in by like 34, and I've still.
36.5 in a conference game. That's.
I don't know.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah, whatever.
They fired him. At least they already fired him. Let's play some Sports Jeopardy.
Abe.
All right, gentlemen, welcome to the Juice Johnson edition of Sports Jeopardy.
Oh, really?
Oh, boy.
All of these questions came from the Trivial Pursuit Family Edition Kids stack of cards.
All right.
So the category is sports and leisure.
Okay.
So give her a little bit of a minute, but she did hand select every single one of these questions because we're having some fun. If I'm going to work at home, I'm going to involve the family.
I do feel pretty good about my knowledge of leisure.
Yeah. You're a leisurely guy.
I am.
All right, we'll start here. What's the fewest number of people that can be in a three-legged race?
Andy
Bunker.
Two.
That's incorrect.
One?
I would have said
also
two.
Also incorrect.
I would have said
only
two.
Only if their legs is, third legs is
in
big as mine.
In a three. I would have said two.
Okay, I don't understand.
Four.
The fewest number of people that can be in a three.
Three-legged race.
Yeah, but you tie it together.
I thought it was two.
I thought it was two. What is it?
It's four. So I don't know if Abe didn't say like his name. It was, you know, I don't know. Did we give Abe that one?
No.
No, I said four. I didn't have to ring in. He had already been ruled out.
All right.
Wait, hold on.
I don't understand how that's possible. A three-legged race is two people with two legs tied together, and then you go.
All right, work with me on the math here. Is it maximum number of people?
Maybe.
Could it have been maximum with four people?
I'm not sure. No, that wouldn't. You got it. It's fine. We don't need to. We'll move on.
That wouldn't
work
either.
You put two of your legs like that's yeah.
Yeah, you got it, and we'll do the next one.
All right, within two, how many pounds does the equipment weigh that a professional ice hockey goalie wears?
Andy
Bunker.
26 pounds.
That's incorrect.
No, it's more than that.
Abe Gordon.
45 pounds.
So close. Had you said 48, it would have been right. It was 50 pounds.
50 pounds of equipment, huh?
That's nuts.
Wow, that is nuts.
That's got to count skates and stick, too.
I guess they got a frozen piece of rubber flying at you.
It's what they wear, so the stick doesn't count. But, yeah, man, they've got freaking
that helmet's like
armor.
8 pounds.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Two shin guards.
All right. I was wrong. So were you. Yeah, we were wrong about it. You were closer than me.
Which counts for nothing.
Yeah.
What is the board part of a skateboard called?
Abe.
Andy Bunker.
The deck.
That is correct.
I was a skateboarder for about a month.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of trucks did you use?
Birdhouse.
Sounds right.
I don't know. That's Tony Hawk.
Tony Hawk. I knew where you're headed, yeah.
How many keys are there on Abe Gordon?
88.
That is correct.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, I guess what?
My wife's
piano
keychain?
Man knowledge.
Oh, piano. Got it.
Billy Joel knowledge, man. Coming in strong.
How many? Let's see which one of y'all gets this one. This one might be Abe, too, so sorry, Andy. Of course, you may know this also. You have a daughter. How many feet positions are there in ballet?
Why would Abe know that?
I don't, but Abe.
Is ballet an Olympic sport? I'm sure he's been
no,
up there watching ballet.
No, it's not.
No? Abe Gordon.
It's between one of these two guesses. I'll say six.
Incorrect.
How many feet positions in
feet
ballet?
Positions,
like, Lily did just take ballet last year.
I bet she knows.
I think three.
Oh, I would have said it was between
y'all
six or eight
difference.
For me.
It's five.
Five, oh. Okay. All right.
On a soccer ball, there are more pentagons than hexagons. True or false? So I guess only
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
No, there's more hexagons. That's false.
That is correct.
Yeah, I got confused by what we were answering.
20 hexagons and 12 pentagons. I thought there were more 50-50.
Mm-mm.
I got this one wrong last night myself. What does a philatelist usually collect?
Andy.
Andy Bunker.
Philly cheesesteaks.
That's a great guess, though.
It's not right? Oh.
It's not.
Abe
Gordon.
Stamps?
Wow.
What a
nice
dork.
Guess. Was that a guess or did you know that?
No,
well, it is one. It's just about what people collect.
Yeah, right. Abe goes to philatelist convention.
A philatelist
yeah, right.
He's got all the stamps you could ask for.
I do have a lot of forever stamps. They got the same price.
All right, gentlemen, let's test your Nickelodeon.
Ooh.
Where are we at score-wise? Because I feel like I'm getting smoked here.
3-2.
It's 3-2
okay,
with
right,
Abe
right.
getting the first question that was kind of in controversy. Correct?
That was not controversial.
Thank you for reminding me. I'll bring that up if
Didn't
I lose.
Think I needed to ring in once he had already been eliminated.
The spaghetti taco was invented on Abe Gordon.
That's iCarly.
Wow.
Yeah.
Never even heard of it.
I love
Never
that. I used, heard... to I used to nope. watch that show. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
Which of the what kind of vessel are you taking? Hold on. What type of vessel are you in if you are racing in America's Cup?
Abe. Sailing? A yacht? Yacht sailing?
It is yachts. Do yachts have sails?
Yeah, America's Cup is a sailing competition.
But are they still yachts?
I don't know. What is the answer?
I guess you have to be. You can't put a motor on it. It's yachts.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a really big
Ted Turner one. You know. America's Cup.
All right. What is a funambulist job in the circus?
Andy
Bunker.
Lion tamer.
Oh, that was. This is originally a multiple choice question. That was one of the choices. But
what's left,
dude? Lots of
bearded
stuff.
Lady.
You ever been to the circus?
No, but it's a job. What's the flying guy? Trapeze artist.
A funambulist is a tightrope walker.
Okay.
Why don't they just call him a tightrope walker?
Is
that not classy
That's
enough?
What I would call him.
All right. In what sport
Final
could you
one,
perform
huh?
a kickflip or...
Andy, skateboarding.
Wait, what are you
Shut
doing?
Up.
What are you... Like, hold on. Wait a minute.
You won. It's over. Thing's over. You won. Does Abe have a song even?
He does.
Is it Billy Joel?
Are we giving... All right.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.